The fear of SARS is spreading around the world almost as quickly as the disease itself. In the end, says commentator David Ropeek, the worry could be even more dangerous.
There's plenty of reason to fear SARS. The question is, how much fear is enough and how much is too much? SARS has some classic characteristics that scare people. We're always more worried about a risk when it first comes along than after we've lived with it for a while. Think of West Nile virus. It's still killing people, but it's not evoking nearly as much concern as it did when it was new. Our experience has put it in perspective. A risk that's so uncertain is also more frightening. Think about the sniper in Washington, D.C. last year. Who was he? Who was he targeting? Where would he attack next? There are a lot of unanswered questions about SARS, too, and that makes it scarier. And the more aware we are of a risk, the more afraid of it we're likely to be. SARS has gone from something nobody had heard of to something almost everybody has heard of in just a couple of weeks. You want proof that awareness fuels fear? There aren't any headlines, or very much worry at all, about the regular old flu, which kills about 36,000 Americans a year. In one sense, it's almost a relief to have something besides war and terrorism to worry about. But SARS is one more source of stress in these already stressful times, one more reason to worry about what all that worrying is doing to our health. Stress is well known to weaken the immune system. That makes people more vulnerable to all kinds of infectious diseases, from food poisoning to flu to SARS. In other words, the diseases may be what make you sick, but the worry is what helps them infect you in the first place or makes the sickness worse. So what do we do when a risk that's new and uncertain screams across the headlines? The challenge is to try and keep our fears in perspective. Get the facts. Use them to counterbalance the very real emotions that risks always evoke. Take reasonable precautions, and then take a couple of deep breaths and relax, because those breaths almost certainly won't give you SARS.
The comments of David Ropeek, Communications Director of the Harvard Center for Risk Analysis.